OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boys, it's your boys. I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about still who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I'm a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go, 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 go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we are chilling here at the Kicker Spot where it goes down. Well, you guys, this is going to be an amazing time. Now, first of all, let's let you know, I am doing my show live from the Grove, where I just finished attending Jackie Collins' book discussion and signing. Now, if you haven't followed me on Facebook and Twitter, you may be aware that I was hanging out with Jackie Collins last night, which was true. It was impromptu. It kind of just happened, you know? I mean, that's how things work out here. Sometimes things just happen. Well, didn't mean for it to, but hey, it was great and it was awesome. But today was our official book signing, and so we came out here to support, as Jackie will be on the show next week, so we're super excited about that. I am here, and asked me to step outside because everyone was all quiet inside of the bookstore, and, you know, I like to get loud. Anyway, oh, my goodness. Okay. I don't have Veronica midnight. Whatever will I do? Anyhow, I guess I will back. What else do we have? Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys some awesome news that I received yesterday. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready for this news? Okay, I'm going to tell you the awesome news. Yesterday, I was nominated for Outstanding Internet Radio Host for the EOTM Media Awards. Yeah! That's my own sound effect. You guys, this is like so freaking awesome. I wanted to say thank you because you work so hard, and it's great when someone kind of wants to acknowledge it. So it's just the beginning. You know, I have to go a little bit further and hope to get to the top seven, you know, and look to go to the actual awards show, which is taking place here in Los Angeles at Club Nokia on August 4th. Now, it would just be an amazing, super cute post-birthday gift, as my birthday is on August 2nd. So EOTM Media Awards Committee, if you're thinking about who to give a great gift to for your birthday, T'Angelo would be the perfect Leo to give a gift to. Alrighty, that's all I'll say about that. You guys, T'Angelo Live has a Facebook page. T'Angelo Live has a Twitter page. Please, please be sure to stop by and like, follow, you know, subscribe, all that good jazz. And, you know, we always love to have you there. You can find me at Facebook.com/T'Angelo or Twitter.com/T'Angelo Live. I'm sorry, both of those are T'Angelo Live. My apologies, guys. So /T'Angelo Live. T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O. I'm your host, T'Angelo. Also, don't forget to stop by and visit T'AngeloLive.com for all your book buying needs, okay? T'Angelo Live, you guys, also is starting up an internship program. So if you or someone you know is interested in media, communications, or broadcasting, please feel free to email me at T'Angelo@T'AngeloLive.com. T'Angelo@T'AngeloLive.com. That's my email address. And you guys can just shoot your interest there. We'll get your resume and stuff out and get you guys on the team. And if you are interested in media and communications, this will be the perfect internship for you. You will get the opportunity to write press releases and get them published, to attending celebrity events like the Jones Collins press release, I mean book release, to red carpet events, star-studded events. It'll just be great, as well as being on our grind in the office, you know, writing our press releases and doing all the social media, okay? So it's much, much more, but hit me up at T'Angelo@T'AngeloLive.com. Okay, so I will let you guys know that I do have a new intern who is super cool. He has been awesome. The newest intern is amazing and has been doing a great job. He's been given the opportunity to attend events. He just actually, the press release that went out this week is his first press release, which got positive reviews. So he's performing very well. So I want you guys to know that there are interns in here who are working, who are going to celebrity events, and in some cases, I'm meeting the celebrities. And so, you know, if you're into all that, or maybe just into doing a great job, Changelo Live would be a great company to join them, okay? Alrighty, with all that said, you guys, let's just get this show underway.
You are now tuned in, you are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot, Spot, Kickin' Spot, and I'm your boy, T'Angelo, Jalo.
Alrighty, so, excuse me. Okay, so we are here at the Kickin' Spot, and I am your host, T'Angelo. Tonight, we are truly, you guys, going to have fun. I know we always have a good time, but this one's going to be especially fun because we're going to be talking about Lady Gaga canceling her entire tour. Ugh, sucks. Also, how much of the Chris Donner reward money was really collected? They was giving away like $1 million or so. And then, post-Valentine's Day and how some of you spent your Valentine's Day. We're going to hear from some of the people who hit me up and inboxed me on Facebook. I was requesting inbox messages, so they were definitely hitting me up there, sharing their Valentine's Day, which is awesome. I can't wait to share with you. Got some great stories there. And then also, I just might have to share what I did. I got a tea, you guys. This is great. I'm not sure. It's an orange something with cinnamon. This is good. Okay, I'm going to put that a little later. That's kind of hot still. Okay, and now, also, you guys, we have a great relationship tip of the week. The relationship of the week is sex communication. Yes, we have to talk about sex communication. I found out that there are some interesting things going out there with couples and communication with regards to sex. So we'll talk about that tonight. And then people we have to discuss. Everything, because communication is number one key. I am also excited because tonight we will be visited by football player turned actor Eddie Goins. Yes, Goins got his break when he starred opposite Charles Barkley in a commercial, but it was when he turned up as the love interest in music video If I Were a Boy by the famous, world famous, sexy performer Beyonce, that Eddie started getting recognized by the masses. So if you guys have seen the Beyonce video, If I Were a Boy, then you definitely saw our boy Eddie Goins. I see you there play her husband in that video, and I must say I am a major fan of that video. So I'm excited to have him on the show tonight. And we will be talking with Goins tonight and talking about his newly released film, The Coalition. So The Coalition is released, and we'll be talking more about that. And you guys will be pretty surprised to find out who wrote and produced that film, and we'll get more details later. Now, I mentioned that Veronica won't be with me tonight because I'm not in the studio in the office. I am out at the Grove just finishing up with the Jackie Collins book signing. But I couldn't go without having someone to assist me. So tonight, I'm going to have co-host Melissa Kramer from Alaska. Yes, Melissa Kramer actually is the winner of the EOTM Media Awards co-host contest. She sent in her video, she performed, she gave personality, she gave us interesting fun. And so tonight, I am going to have Melissa on the show. So let me just go ahead and say, yo, Melissa, what's up?
Yo, what up,
Pete? Hey there, baby. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just hanging out here, and I can't wait to talk to you.
This is going to be so much fun. I'm so happy you're here tonight. We're going to have a blast, okay? I am live and turned up here at the Grove in Los Angeles, California. Where are you located right now?
Right now, I'm actually at work because my house has 10 people in it, and so it's kind of loud in there. So I'm out there chilling, and, you know, I'm here with my girl, Kiana, my best friend. She's kind of finally eating her pizza pockets right now. And okay. We're just kind of hanging out, and I really am kind of nervous, but I want to talk to you, and I'm so excited.
No, don't be nervous. This is what we do. We just be hanging out, doing radio shows and stuff. That's today, that's today. And let me go on record. Let me go on record.
Like, you know, 500 people all at once.
Yeah. It's awesome. And they actually listen to you. They actually listen. That's the cool part. So let me go on record to say congratulations for winning the contest, by the way. How does it feel?
Aww.
How does it feel winning the EOTM co-host contest? I'm jealous.
God, I feel so incredible. It's amazing. I'm just so blessed, and I cannot wait to go to Hollywood and actually meet you in person and everyone else and, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the winning. So what all did you win? I know tell me, what all did you win with this contest?
I won an all-expense-paid trip to Hollywood, which I'm super, super stoked about. I've dreamed about going to Hollywood all my life, ever since I was, 5 years old.
I love it.
Yeah, and I won a co-hosting position for the EOTM Awards.
Yes, that is awesome. So let me tell you, if they get a chance to get you away, if you get to have some leisure time and you need a little tour guide, I personally want to be the tour guide for Beverly Hills. I love Beverly Hills, and I can show you a few of my favorite spots, from Sprinkles Cupcakes to Beverly Hills Brownies, ooh, to Crustaceans, to the Coach Store, to Jimmy Choo, to what's the hotel called? The Plaza. I love it. I'm in love with Beverly Hills.
Oh, my God.
I love Beverly Hills. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We have to get to work. Okay, we guys. We're gonna take a quick musical break.
I know.
We'll return. We will be going over this week's relationship tip, which is sex communication. And Melissa, you got to tell us some details about this year's Academy Awards. Okay.
Sounds good to me, T.
Super cool, you guys. Stick around. We'll be right back. Give us a second. Can I get some more sweetener in my tea, please? Thank you. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back. You are tuned into The Kickin' Spot, and I'm your host, T'Angelo. Yo, Melissa, you still with us?
I am still here.
Yes, we are live and turned up. You guys, welcome back. So let me get right into this. Relationship tip of the week is you must have sex communication. Now listen, as you guys all know, I go on record saying regularly that communication is the number one key in any relationship. Would you not agree, Melissa?
Totally agree, 100%.
Okay. So with that being said, we have to communicate about our fun in the bedroom as well. First off, couples, you have to discuss the do's and don'ts, okay? What you're into, what you are not into, from the soft and sensual to the kinky and friggin' iggy, okay? It has to all be discussed. I mean, you don't want to get into that awkward situation where you're trying to be new and exciting in the bedroom and the person looks like you're strange, like, what the hell are you doing? No, put that down. Are you serious? Has that ever happened to you, Melissa? Have you ever been in a situation where you try to spice up the life a little bit and they look at you like you were weird?
You know what? I'm not very sexually experienced, to be honest. It's kind of embarrassing to say. But
no, that's not embarrassing.
I'm
so
young,
good.
You know, and yeah, I've had a few good relationships that were long-term, and I don't know. I kind of want to keep that private.
All right. Look, she's a good girl, everybody. That's okay. Look, I'm crazy as hell, honey. I talk about everything, but that's okay. I'm going to let you guys know. I never had that problem. All my sex partners love everything that I do from the beginning to the end. They're just all in love with it. So, but anyhow, you guys, when it comes down to the conversations, we have to talk about it. You also have to go into that awkward place of fetishes. If you happen to have a foot fetish, I think your partner should know this. Because if you have a foot fetish and your girl don't know and she's not getting a pedi done every 10 to 12 days, then that's a problem. You might want to massage the feet, rub up on the feet, lick and eat up on the feet or something, and she doesn't know. And you call yourself mad or not able to express yourself in that way because you have not had sex communication. You have to talk about it. You have to talk about it. And ladies, I know you guys are always full of fantasies. You know you want to have sex under the waterfall. You want him to carry you over the threshold and all these weird things. Maybe you want some feathers. Hell, you might even want some hot wax poured on you. I don't know. But you have to communicate. Now, Melissa, with you not being as experienced, are there any fantasies you want to share with us that we should know about?
I don't.
No worries. See, she's a good girl. There are still good girls out there. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. I need a daughter like you. All these crazies out here, every time you turn around, someone trying to get pregnant, be pregnant, how to find pregnant. Get the hell away from me. Anyhow, you guys, last tip. How your partner can be better. You want to communicate with your partner and let them know what they can do to please you better in any sense of the word. If it's to move slower, if it's to be more romantic, you definitely want to communicate with that with your partner. Let them know the best way to please you, and in return, ask the same question, because it seems like a lot of relationships always have a problem with infidelity, and a lot of cases that's happening simply because there was no communication, simply because they did not talk about it. Okay, you guys? So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this once again. Communication is the number one key, and you have to be willing to discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay, so, Melissa,
check out
darling,
the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
You guys, welcome back to the Kickin' Spot. You're chilling here with your host, T'Angelo, and my co-host, Melissa Kramer from Alaska. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing good, T.
Wonderful. I hope I didn't startle you back there. We talk about everything here on the Kickin' Spot because we're kicking it. But let's get into the Academy Awards 2013. Melissa, talk to us. What's going on this year at the Oscars?
Well, There's a lot of really, really good movies, actually, this year. For Best Picture, we have Amour, Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, I don't know how to say that, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, which I really want to see, and Zero Dark Thirty.
Zero Dark Thirty, I love that name. Now, do you have any predictions as of yet of which one you think might take it?
You know what? I'm thinking, I would say, I honestly live in the Arctic, and so we really don't have theaters or anything like that, so I haven't seen these movies at all, but
me
just from the previews of what I want to see.
Have you ever seen the movie? We work. This is what I do. I look at the titles and see which one pleases me the most. And I vote. Which one do you want to see the most, though? Which one seems to interest you the most?
You know what? I think it's Silver Lining Playbook. I really want to see. Because it looks like a dramedy, you know, like comedy and drama and
mixed
it has
together,
Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper. I don't know how his name.
And who is Robert De Niro's in that also?
He is.
It has a very – a lot of people are really giving a lot of praise to that film. I think it's really good. I, too, haven't had a chance to check it out just yet, but I plan on it because a lot of people are in love with Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, is she just not the new it girl in Hollywood?
Totally. I love her. Big fan. I hope she wins.
Super cool. Okay, what else is going on? Who do we have in the best actor category? Because, you know, I'm supposed to be in that category, but I decided not to do any movies this year since I was focusing on media. That's what happened.
Right. Best actor in a leading role, we have Bradley Cooper, super hot. Daniel Day-Lewis, a little crazy. Hugh Jackman, another hottie. Joaquin Phoenix, kind of strange. And Denzel Washington, super sexy.
That is what's up. Denzel, I'm coming for your job, homie. I am coming for your job. I can fly a plane upside down. I mean, he ain't all that. I'm joking, Denzel. I'm sorry, mother. I did not mean to disrespect Denzel. Mother, if you're listening, I'm sorry. She's really sensitive about Denzel. I forgot I can't just say any old thing about some of these actors. That is awesome. Well, okay, so I'm going to ask a question kind of off topic. If you were going to attend the Academy Awards, and listen, you're going to walk down the red carpet, what color gown would you wear?
Oh, my God.
Right,
Big question.
I put you on the spot.
You know,
you
put
right
astros this kind of stuff on the spot. I have to think about it for like 20 years. I would probably go with my favorite color is like a dark red, kind of purplish, like maroon. I would say.
Okay. Ooh, what's her name? Mila Kunis did a couple years back. She did a purple. 2 years back, she did a purple gown on the Oscars.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That was great.
Something like that.
Okay. That's a good one. I'm feeling that one. Okay. Now, let's go ahead and check. I'm going to check a little change here on topics, you guys. Let's discuss really quickly this whole Lady Gaga thing. Can you believe that, unfortunately, Lady Gaga has had to cancel her entire tour, not a couple of tour dates, but she actually canceled her Born This Way Ball tour. I'm shocked. I was taken back. The pop star, Lady Gaga. According to Live Nation, the Little Monsters creator has had to have surgery to repair this tear in her hip, and it was announced on the 13th. So, I mean, this is really fairly new, like fresh out, you know, fresh new tear. But the funny thing is, the singer has gone on to say that the tear has been a reoccurring situation. It's really strenuous, and it's caused some repetitive movement. And the tour operator said she will need surgery to repair the problem, followed by strict downtime to recover. This unfortunately will force her to cancel the tour so that she can heal. Very necessary. Gaga went on to Twitter, you guys, this past Tuesday and tweeted, "I've been hiding a show injury and chronic pain for some time now. Over the past month, it has worsened." She also tweeted, I've been praying it would heal. And, you know, unfortunately, guys, when it comes to the kind of extremist work you have to be in as a performer, it's just like an athlete. You get these owies, you try to force yourself through them so you don't have to, you know, quit on it or cancel tour dates. But there's those times where it's nature. You can't get away from it. I mean, I love me some Gaga. I really do. And I would love to see her in concert again. But, baby girl, have a seat for a little bit. Give me my money back. Don't get confused. You can't keep my coins. I'm sorry. They're shaking their heads at me over here in the Barnes & Noble, you guys. But anyway, I just say, you know, big ups to Lady Gaga for pushing it through as long as she did, okay? That was awesome. Okay, now let's talk about this Chris Donner situation, you guys. What is that money called? When you turn somebody in, you get some money. Now, you know, the whole Chris Donner thing was a major thing, across the nation, especially here in California, for Christopher Donner, shooting the police and the big chase into the mountain where he, you know, hid away or whatever. Okay, so they had given a reward. They were going to give a reward of $1 million to whoever could find Donner and turn him in. And when I heard this news, I was thinking, they don't give somebody $1 million for him? Like, how that work? What taxes pay for that one? Well, long story short, you guys, that $1 million hasn't quite reached the person who turned him in. And could you see a surprise? I wasn't personally. I mean, really, $1 million to turn in? Who pays for that? Now, granted, I wanted the $1 million if I had got it. Okay, I mean, I would have. But did you not question in the first place this reward offered in case it was found? Mm-mm. I didn't see it coming. Well, anyhow, Karen Reynolds and her husband called 911 to report Donner had tied them up and stolen their car, potentially making them good candidates for the money. Karen Reynolds said, "We didn't even think about any of that until sitting around at the sheriff's station. We kind of just started joking about it." Another candidate said that they directly called the police, and they goes, "What you got?" They was like, "Oh, we have Donner." And so they went out and that kind of gave them the lead in finding him. But a long story short, they're trying to figure if they should get the money or not. The Los Angeles mayor and the police chief says the decision on the money rests with 20 different groups that agreed to contribute to the $1 million. Now, I want to know who those groups are. But unfortunately, you guys, I didn't get that piece of news just yet. So if they don't give you the $1 million, like, can you sue somebody? Like, who do you go to and complain that you didn't get your reward money for finding this criminal? I don't know. But if you have any ideas on that one, who do you go complain to if you want your $1 million? I don't know. I can't think on that one. Well, I'm gonna say this.
I have no idea either.
Right? Yeah, I don't have it. But I will say this. Good luck. That's all I can tell with that.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we are gearing up to talk with actor Eddie Goins about his recently released film, The Coalition. Now, I told you guys earlier you'd be a little surprised to find out who actually wrote and produced this film. It was actually written and produced by Terrell Suggs, this year's Super Bowl winning linebacker. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicking spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicking spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicking spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one to tell you the wrong name.
Kick it spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth. Sorry.
The kick it spot.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kick it spot.
What's going on, everybody? You are listening to the kick it spot. I'm your host T'Angelo, and go ahead, Melissa, introduce yourself.
And I'm Melissa Kramer, coming to you live from the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, and I am currently live, actually, at the Jackie Collins book reading and signing here at the Grove Barnes & Noble. And I was able to meet Jackie Collins yesterday, you guys. A wonderful woman, Melissa. If you ever get a chance, Jackie Collins writes some great romantic, exotic drama thrillers. And this one right here, entitled The Power Trip, check it out. It's going to be great. She'll be here next week, you guys. So don't forget to tune in to the premiere segment in Tangelo Live on books. And also don't forget to order your copy of books, and especially the new release of Jackie Collins' book, The Power Trip. Visit TangeloLive.com. Yes, you heard right. That's TangeloLive.com. Now, for tonight, we are going to talk with Eddie Goins, NFL football star turned Hollywood star. Let's get into it, you guys. Without further ado, let me welcome Eddie Goins to the Kicker Spot. Eddie, what's going on with you?
Hey, nothing. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Most definitely. I have my co-host Melissa here calling from Alaska.
I heard of the Arctic Circle.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey.
So, thank you for coming out. So, Eddie, let's see here. First question, okay, out the box, we have to find out, how do you go from NFL football player and all the aggression of football to becoming an actor where you have to be really emotional and present these emotions well? How that work?
Man, that's a heck of a question. That was the biggest challenge, to be honest, Jess, because, vulnerability is such a, it's like gold as an actor, but, you see it in Viola Davis and, Tom Hanks or whomever. But
as a football player,
the last thing you want is to be vulnerable. So, that was one of the biggest adjustments for me. But, once I got a hold of that, I was able to do some good things.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I was like, okay, I'm seeing this. I could see you playing villains in a movie. I could see you being a gangster. But I've seen your work, and that's not what the direction you went in, That just wasn't quite it.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I want to be able to play those kind of roles as well, but, I'm one of those guys, I would like to just do everything from A to Z, the whole spectrum. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
I love it. Melissa, chime in, huh?
Yeah, I have a question for you, Eddie. I was just wondering, was it a difficult decision to make by giving up football?
Well, I mean, the thing is, it wasn't a thing where I gave it up. I'm sort of a tunnel vision kind of a guy, so I would have played football until I was 100, if you can do that. You know what I mean? I loved it that much. I loved it. But
okay.
I had, like, 6 major knee surgeries in, like, 3 years, and so then it was, I had to kind of hang up the cleats, and I'm just fortunate because most people, you see people that'll do whatever they do. You see old teachers they'll teach at 90 years old, But I'm
right.
But people, you find that one passion and you can run with it, but it's hard to find a second passion.
So I'm
blessed to find something else that I'm not doing it for just for fame, money, or whatever. I love what I'm doing. I love acting.
I love to hear that. So now let's talk about, speaking of acting, let's talk about you playing alongside of one of the sexiest women in the world in entertainment, Beyonce. Like, how did you book that job?
No. That's the question, man. That is the question there. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I started in New York as far as acting and casting director out there, Winston Sinclair. I always stayed in touch with her, but I never, ever, ever heard back from her, ever, in like 4 or 5 years. I thought she didn't even know I existed. I'd send her postcards or whatever. And then one day, I guess they were having a tough time casting this role for that video. They were using a lot of straight up models who really don't know how to feel. They can look good, but they don't know how to feel emotion. So anyway, she just gave me a call. It was a last minute thing, man. I got a call. It was 11 a.m. on a Wednesday, and I was in LA. I was on set at like 6 a.m. that next morning. So it was less than 24 hours later, less than 24 hours after the call, I was in New York, in Harlem, on set, doing my thing, with the legend. Ella Fitzgerald or Billie Holiday of our time.
Right.
Yeah. So
my God.
Yeah, it was crazy. You talking about changing your life, you just sitting around, all of a sudden you get a chance to do that. It definitely changed the world. So it was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Melissa?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know that people say a lot about Beyonce, and what was your opinion of her, and would you work with her again?
Well, I mean, I would love to work with her again. She was cool. She was really, really cool. I mean, the thing is, she's not really, really cool, like, for someone to take that as like, oh, yeah, if I do something with Beyonce, we just going to be all buddy-buddy or whatever. It ain't
no,
quite
right.
That kind of cool, you know.
Right.
Yeah, she knows the perfect combination of chatting and work time. You know, she came up, she was like, hey, you know, my name's Beyonce. You know, where are you from? I'm from Houston. Like, I didn't know that. You know, like, we all didn't know that. So, you know, she hit you with, you know, we went back and forth with a couple of little small talk questions, but she was really cool or whatever. And then she went into her zone and went to work. And, you know, and just here and there, it was a 3-day shoot. So here
okay.
and there, we do that again. And then she get back focused. So, you
right.
know, she was really cool, really, really down to earth. And, but, you can see why she's this incredible machine that she is as well at the same time.
And I'm going to go ahead and let you know, I mean, I'm a major Beyonce fan, but in more regards to you, I loved that video. I love that video. Like, first of all, the treatment itself was amazing. But
yeah.
when you, my favorite, I have two favorite scenes. When you guys are in the
mm-hmm.
club and you looking
mm-hmm.
at her from across the room, hard up on the other dude, and you was like, really? Like, your reaction, that because you had that, you looked kind of like a little sad, like, dang, she going to do me like that? Like, dang, I'm
yeah,
standing right
yeah.
here.
Exactly.
And then when you flipped it on her in the bedroom, you flipped it on her, and you were just like, what? And like, I'm sleeping with the girl.
Yeah.
It was like, that was such a man thing to say, like, what? Like, and in the, okay, I'm too invested in this video. I'm telling you, I'm too invested because I can see your face right now. And you're like, what? Girl, boo, like, get away from me right now. It was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like, man, because, you know, you could do a video where you just standing there with your shirt off or whatever and just, you know, that. But to do
right.
something that's like an incredible song, an incredible story, an incredible piece of art, I mean, I was just, man, that
yeah.
was like, you know, I was, man, that was incredible, man. It really was.
That's awesome.
Was.
Now, let's talk about your new film, The Coalition, and your character, mm-hmm. Prime Alexander. And for those of you
yes,
who haven't
sir.
Seen the film just yet, y'all can check out the check out the trailer to The Coalition, which
mm-hmm.
you can find on the internet. And
mm-hmm.
so tell us about this film. What is The Coalition about?
Well, The Coalition I play Prime Alexander as a basketball star. And it kind of goes through that whole world of dating and maybe, you know, athletes or celebrities and some of the liberties that they sometimes take,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the dating world. And it shows both sides of the fence as far as the females and the males and whatever. And it takes you through all the drama and the ups and downs.
It
and, you know,
seemed
it's,
so
you,
dramatic.
You
it was so
get,
full of characters. It was so much drama going
yeah.
on. I'm like,
yeah,
this is juicy.
Yeah.
This is juicy.
Yeah, exactly. So
and
was,
you had some
fun.
Beautiful
it's,
ladies in that video, in that movie, too.
Yeah, I was just about to say, whether you're male or female, you definitely got some nice eye candy to look at. On either side, you definitely have some nice eye candy. So it's a good look.
Okay. Was that your first feature film?
No, I've done a couple. But that's the biggest one in terms of me being the star of it. I mean, I was an American Gangster, too.
That's right. I knew that.
It was an epic film, of course. But as far as me being the lead and on the cover of the DVD and all that good stuff, this is the first one.
Which is in Target, might I add, you guys. If you want to find the Coalition and pick it up, you want to head out to your local Target because that's where it is being kept, right there on the shelf in Target, okay? But now, so now you are the star character in this film. What was more difficult about being the leading role than your previous projects?
Well, I guess, you know, when you're the lead, you know, everything, 'cause, you know, Yeah, I mean, you're seeing, an, obviously, you, it's kind of like being the quarterback of a team. You handle the ball almost, you know, or you are integral in so many scenes in the film. So it's kind of hard to have a good film if your lead actors aren't very good. So whole thing of, you know, being a leader in terms of the focus, the effort, and just, you know, being professional every day, coming and doing your thing, you know, whether you feel like it or not. You know what it is, it's being professional.
Yeah. And are you anything like Prime? Are you anything like Prime? Like, are you the boy who likes to be with the girls and, you know, have them coming and going? Keep it real now. We chill at the kicker spot. Come on, don't get shy.
Man, you know, I'm not quite like Prime. Prime get a little extra with it, you know, than me. But
yeah.
I
saw you with your shirt off, and they're, I'm trying to look like you when I grow up.
I hear you. Hey, man, I'm just hustling, trying to get it every day, you know what it is.
That's what's up. Now, I know you are a major fan of Denzel Washington's work. Why? Mm-hmm. Why are you into Denzel?
Well, you know, I guess Denzel just kind of, I mean, first of all, the work is just so powerful. I mean, you feel his work. And no matter what the art or profession is, it isn't a thing that you need to see it or hear a song. You got to feel it for it to really do something. And I think you really feel Denzel's work because of the passion and the feeling and the emotions that he shows. And then just, you know, As a young black guy coming up, you know, to have someone take, you know, the craft to that next level like that.
Right.
That's pretty phenomenal as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And so my last question is going to be for you, Eddie. What's next for you? Where are we going to see Eddie next?
I actually did a show. I got a show coming out in May. It's going to be on, like, right now it's looking like we're going to go video on demand, but it's called Eddie Goins and Friends Presents The Time
That's right.
Is Now.
Oh, yes, with your
yeah.
friends. Who did I see doing that? Who's some of the
yeah,
people?
Chris Spencer from Hollywood. Dang, what's that? Real Husbands of Hollywood.
Yeah.
He's in the show. Guy Tori's in the show. And then just, you know, we got a couple of musicians as well, so we got comedy music. It's a cool deal, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll be coming out in May, so keep an eye out for that. Time is now, yep.
You'll have to come back by and when it releases and let us know all the good details on that one as well, because I did read up on that. And you had some fun people. I was like, "Ooh, you have some good people working with you." I wanted to see. I was like, "Ooh," and you bring some people back that I ain't seen in a while. Like, you just said his name, Guy Tori. Like, I ain't seen Guy in a minute.
It's been a minute. So it's cool to get him. You know, to see him do his thing, and he's still as funny as ever. So it's a good thing. And then I just did a film with Corey Grant. He was the director of a film called Dysfunctional Friends with Megan Good and Stacey Dash and, I don't know, a bunch of Jason Weaver, a bunch of stars. So, working with some great people and got some real cool stuff coming out.
That's awesome. So, everyone listening, we're currently talking with Eddie Goins, actor Eddie Goins, who recently has a new film out, The Coalition. So check out Eddie Goins. You can go to EddieGoinsInc.com. That's correct. Yes.
Yeah,
EddieGoinsInc.com.
That actually has been the site. You are correct. But this Monday, I'm launching a totally different site. It's going to be EddieGoins.com. I got to step my game up. I'm saying, man, let me get my weight up. So I'm going, yeah, we're taking off the ink, EddieGoins.com, starting Monday. Check
that. And you know, Eddie, it's so
right,
funny because when you do that, people love it. When they say, what's your website, EddieGoins.com, people react funny.
Yeah.
When I say Tiangelo.com, they're like, really, you own that? Yes, it's my name. That's awesome.
Yeah,
you guys definitely check out Eddie.
Yeah, that's how we do it in the kicking spot. And so, you know what I mean? That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. It's a name plug. Uh-oh.
Well, Eddie, this has been great. Next time I have you on, I'm going to run you through a T-minute. It's going to be fun. We're going to have you back on. So I'm going to keep you in suspense because you're wondering, what is a T-minute? Well, you got to come back now. I got to have you back so we can do a T-minute. Yep, you're going to love it.
Hey,
it's going to be great. Awesomeness.
Okay,
well, everyone, we are talking with Eddie Goins. Eddie, thank you so much for coming out.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, everyone. Nice talking to you.
Awesome. You have a good night. You guys, we just finished talking to Eddie Goins, actor who just has recent film out, The Coalition. For more details and all things Eddie Goins, you can currently go to EddieGoinsInc.com. And then as of Monday, you'll have to just go to EddieGoins.com. And you guys, stick around. We'll be right back. And when we return, we will be talking about Fashion Week in Alaska. All right, you guys. So, also, how do you guys spend your Valentine's Day? I want to hear. I want to know. Stick around. We're right back. What it do, y'all? What's up? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are here at the Kicker Spot. And I'm chilling here with our girl, Melissa. What's going on, Melissa? How you holding up?
Hi. I'm doing good.
So talk to us about Alaska Fashion Week. Are you going to this great event?
Yes, and I'm so thrilled. Alaska Fashion Week is a group of 8 board members, and Dominic Liriano is the president and CEO. And one time he heard that Alaska was actually, like, statistically proven that we were the worst-dressed state in America. And so he took great offense to that. I know. I don't know why. I think we look okay.
The whole ice thing probably gives you guys a bad rap.
I know, right. We can't really wear any shorts or tank tops or anything like that, so maybe that's why. But anyway, he was pretty offensive about that, and he was like, I'm going to change this. So now he's got, you know, Alaska Fashion Week. It has 8 board members, and he's turning it into this big 4-day extravaganza in Anchorage, Alaska, the Nina Center.
So, and then for those who are just now tuning in, you'll have to check out the Denina Center in Alaska, because I did have the opportunity to cover this event last year, and it is gorgeous. And to sit at the top of a hotel and look across the city of Anchorage, Alaska, the word that I came up with was enchanting. This city was enchanting because the ice just, it really takes you to a place like, I'm from Southern California, so we don't really see a lot of ice here. And glaciers? Like, are you serious? And a sleeping lady? It was. I loved it. It was definitely a beautiful place to attend. And it wasn't as cold as I thought it would be. I couldn't even hate on it. It wasn't that bad.
Not that bad.
Yeah. Anything else we should know about this event? When is it taking place? Do we know?
End of July. Yes.
July. The end of July. Okay. I have a little bit more time to get that together. Okay, well, you guys definitely want to check out Alaska Fashion Week after the Nina Center here in July. Awesome. Super cool. Well, you guys, now let's talk about this whole Valentine's Day. Did you do anything special for Valentine's Day, Melissa?
No, I'm a single girl. I really didn't do anything much. I watched some chick flicks and ate chocolates by myself and kind of cried. But you know what? It's okay. I know I'll find someone someday and he'll buy me roses.
Let me tell you.
Everything. So.
People so have Valentine's Day so confused with the whole couples thing. I have to say that I personally love Valentine's Day regardless if I'm with someone or not, because commercially, they want you to think that's for couples. But realistically, it's just to show your love for anybody. And so to me, that's the perfect time to get with your friends, the family, your nieces and nephews if you should have, and really just make it a loving experience. So I personally try to advocate for that. Everybody loves someone on Valentine's Day. Okay, so with that being said, I had people post stories on Facebook about their experiences. And it's funny that you should say that you're single, because I had a single girl post what she did for Valentine's Day. You're going to love this. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, so she says to me, I'm not sure if singles are included in that post, but if so, I find there's no need to mope due to being single. So I treat myself every year to a gift. This year, it's a sexy long black dress and shoes, ready to wear and dazzle someone at a later date. I also received candy, balloons, and flowers from family members to let me know that love is still alive. And that's one of my Facebook followers.
Cute.
I thought so, too. And I was like, I totally had a reply back, like, no, of course it's for everybody. And I loved it because she totally embodied what I believe Valentine's Day is about. It doesn't have to be all about couples, because we all love to love. So that's that one. Another person wrote to me on Twitter for their Valentine's Day. They there was a lady. She got off work late. And she said she didn't get off work until 9 o'clock that night because she works in hospitality. But when it was done, her husband did have a wonderful dinner plan for dinner at some nice restaurant here in Los Angeles called the Little Door. And they had a beautiful food, a lot of high-end food that she posted on my Facebook and my Twitter account that I couldn't repeat because I didn't understand how to pronounce it, but it all looked so delicious. I did read that she had some filet mignon. So another kind of classic when you just go out to dinner. And again, going out to dinner, I think it's really still good, you guys, because it's intimate, it's the two of you, and I personally vote on going to an eatery that you haven't been to before, in my personal opinion. So that's that. Another person who wrote in for Valentine's Day, here's a Valentine's Day story for you. Been dating this guy for 6 weeks. I go to his favorite cookie store and order his favorite lemon cookies, and they are wrapped up. I have them wrapped up very pretty for him for Valentine's Day. Now, really quickly, I'm going to just stop for a second because they've been dating for 6 weeks. Melissa, is that when you've dated 6 weeks, that's a month and a half. Is that too soon to celebrate Valentine's Day, or what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that's a little too soon to go out and get cookies like that. You know, I mean, it's a sweet gesture and it's very thoughtful, but I wouldn't do it personally.
Not see, and then I'm gonna go a different direction. I thought for 6 weeks the cookie was a good direction, because I have another friend who's been dating like maybe 6 or 8 weeks, and they were talking about getting the guy a watch. She's gonna buy him a watch, and I was like, ooh, a watch is kind of heavy. I don't want to see that watch again. Right. So I thought the cookies was a cute gesture, but let's see how this story unfolds. So she says, I have them wrapped up very pretty for Valentine's Day. I buy him a card and give it to him, and he got me nothing. So I followed up and I asked, I said, this is a cute and unfortunate story all at the same time. How do you feel not getting anything, and what did he say? The reply was, this was the second time this has happened to me, so I felt mixed emotions. He was a little embarrassed, but took it all in stride. I at least expected a card. So,
definitely.
I mean, 6 weeks, I mean, I get that we're not watch ready, but if we're, like, dating and talking, I mean, a really nice Valentine's Day, a box of chocolate at the CVS is, like, $2. I can't get a $2 box of chocolate, really? So, another Valentine's Day story there for you. So I'm going to go ahead and do a little bit with my Valentine's Day, okay? And I call this post-Valentine's Day talk because as we're all talking and listening, we get the opportunity to share so you can find out what you can do next year. So for the singles, do your own thing. Be your own Valentine's Day and then spend it with loved ones. To the people in new relationships, be cautious of what you give out for Valentine's Day. Again, communication is number one key. He might have wanted to talk to somebody first. Or you also have our girl, Melissa, who spent her time at home with a box of chocolate. Again, these are ideas. Me, I'm a little more dramatic. So Valentine's Day is a production. I need lights, camera, makeup, costumes, pyrotechnics, water, and a stagehand. I do. I need it all. Let's start from the beginning. So first of all, the Valentine's Day started with me getting a cold the day before Valentine's Day. Horrible, okay? I end up in bed literally all day that Wednesday, hacking my guts up into the trash can. Luckily, my special someone came to the house to take care of me. I threw up all that I had into the waistband. I know, disgusting. Why am I so graphic? That's just my style. I'm moving along.
Oh, my God.
I know, it was horrible. So I had a special plan for Wednesday, too. I had this really special idea where I was going to, well, I can't tell you guys what I was going to do because I haven't done it yet, and I'm going to use it for later on, so y'all can't have that idea just yet. I'm going to say that one for myself.
I know,
but I'll give you part two instead. So now we have Valentine's
Day.
Skip pre-Valentine's Day. So now we have Valentine's Day, and I had decided we should have a progressive dinner where you start and with drinks at one venue or restaurant, have dinner and entree at another restaurant, and dessert at another restaurant. So you get the fun of a bunch
cool.
of places. Right. At first, I thought so, but then I realized I live in Los Angeles and traffic is a bitch. So we had to shift that down to two places. We're going to do dinner and entree, and then we're going to go into dessert. Okay? So we went to the restaurant for dinner. It was all right. It was cute. Lovely. All right, cool. But at the dinner, I was surprised with, like, gift number five. I skipped gifts one through four just because it makes the story too long. But I had four gifts for progressive gift giving. And at the dinner, I was presented with a beautiful scarf. And for those who don't know, I love scarves. This scarf was at least 25 feet long. Okay, dramatic, I know. But it was a great size, okay? I got the scarf. I loved it. I'm wearing it right now. It's awesome. Okay, let's digress. So now we're leaving dinner, and special someone's like, where are we going next? I'm like, oh, shucks, I forgot the tickets for the next event at home. We have to run back to my house to get them. So we're like,
no.
Oh, okay, cool. How horrible, you know, but just like me to be dramatic and leave the tickets at the house. So we get back to the house. I run inside. Now I'm going to give you guys a backstory. When I run in the house, I light about 32 candles. I have 200 balloons blowed up all across the floor. I have candle lights. We have balloons. On the table, I have cookie decorations, cookie dough, and some other little cute stuff around the house. So I'm setting all of that up while in the car waits special someone. I dash back out to the car. Like, oh, my gosh, I can't find the tickets. They were in a red envelope. What did you do with my envelope? And I said, what envelope are you talking about? There was no envelope. There was an envelope, I say. There was an envelope, I say. So we rush back into the house and find the envelope. And boom, open the door, and you have all that beautiful Valentine's Day poured across the house. So the progressive didn't turn into having dessert at the house. For the gift, number one, that I gave special someone was a beautiful apron that said, love is shown through cooking of the heart. Something quirky like that. I had a chef's hat prepared. I had cookie dough. So we baked cookies and we decorated them. And we had cupcakes and I was too tired to decorate them because I went to sleep on the couch shortly after we made cookies and ate them with milk and poured a beautiful glass of wine. Ta-da!
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
I had to give it to you. Props, definitely.
Why, thank you. Again, production is major. And again, I cut out some detail. Oh, my gosh, are they coming for me? Can y'all hear the sirens? They're coming. Get out of there. Break them. Everyone run. Sorry. Can you guys hear all that background right now? Can you hear the police sirens, Melissa, as I'm being dramatic over here? Okay, sorry. That's the regular scheduled program. Anyhow, so I cut out some of the details because it would be too long of a story, but I did have a great time. So that was my idea, you guys, for Valentine's Day. Of course, it's traumatic because that's what I do, yo. That's how I am, son. Yeah, boy. So what do you think, Melissa? Did I do well?
You did very well. 10.
Okay, and in return for such a beautiful night given, I received a beautiful business card holder inscribed with my name on it and one of my favorite quotes, live life to the fullest, just live. It was great. So here's some cool ideas for you. You can totally steal them, jack them, and make them your own. Everyone, it's great. Now, I said post-Valentine's Day because I did some reading on post-Valentine's Day. And you know that the lawyer says that after Valentine's Day is one of the highest rates of divorce.
I read that too, yeah.
Apparently I think people just say, let me see how Valentine's Day go. Let me see what kind of gift this fool get me.
Yeah.
Or let's, and then
Class
when you turn up. I know, right? It is hilarious. I live. All righty, you guys. So those are Valentine's Day. Everyone, thank you for sharing your Valentine's Day story. I really do appreciate that. You guys, hang out for a second. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this. I am getting cold out here, you guys. Can we get me another thing of tea? Can I get, no? Okay. Oh, thank you so much. I already had one ready for me. This is awesome.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the ticket spot? I mean, I'm trying to find a ticket spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one to let me the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah. The kick it spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my first.
The kick it spot.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kick it spot.
EOTM Radio, we're heard from coast to coast. underestimate.
Nah.
Start you fascinating and gon' hit them up. Giving you bang for your buck, get your numbers up.
Come on.
Stop sitting around whining, crying about making it, but ain't trying
not
it. Cutting pity records, we tiring. Go to EOTM and start climbing.
Okay.
EOTM Radio.
This is your boy, T'Angelo. You're chilling with the Kickin' Spot and your co-host, Melissa Kramer. What it do?
Hello.
You getting your bump on?
Yeah.
We bumping. Oh, get it. You guys, this has been such a great time. I am still here at the Grove. I'm actually getting cold because I stepped outside. I want to be all loud up inside the bookstore because I'd be getting turned up. But anywho, this has been another great night. I told you I was going to have fun. Did you not have fun, Melissa? I mean, like, really?
So much fun.
Awesomeness. Well, you guys, I'm going to go ahead, and I want to go see a movie, actually. So I'm going to get off air and go check out a flick. I'm not going to see the Oscar ones. I'm going to go see, like, Beautiful Creatures. My friends want to go see that. So thank you, Eddie Goins, for calling and doing an interview with us. You guys, Eddie Goins, actor, new film out, The Coalition. Definitely check it out. A lot of fun there. So the entire EOTM family, big ups to my nomination as Outstanding Internet Radio Host. Thank you. I tip my hat off. And to all those being nominated for this event, good luck. Carla and the team are doing an awesome job with this event. I'm so super excited. And Ashley, I'm going to have to figure out a way to get on stage. I think I'm going to dance or maybe, like, do backflips or something. I don't know. I'm expecting, like, you know, kiss up to Carla, like, massage her arm or something and see if she, like, you know, like, whatever. I love you, Carla. Hey, girl, you listening? I hope you listen. Anyhow, the EOTM Awards is taking place August 4th. We also have Ask a Fashion Week taking place at the bottom of July. I don't have the exact date. I mean, I know I should, probably right here in front of my face, and I just didn't pull it up. Let me see. Alaska, A-L-A-S-K-A, Alaska. I spell weird. That's not Alaska. A-L-A. Oh, there it is. Alaska Fashion Week. Oh, they have a Facebook group, you guys. If you didn't know that, you want to Facebook Alaska Fashion Week. Anything interesting going on with you right now, Melissa, before we go?
You know, I think I'm just chilling out. It's a pretty chill night, and I'm actually leaving to Anchorage tomorrow, so I got to pack up for that. Pretty excited.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. That's going to be definitely cool. Definitely enjoy the entire experience. It's hard because you're, like, trying to enjoy all the new, and you're working and learning at the same time and meeting a lot of new people.
Right.
And the people are so awesome. Like, meeting new people is so much fun. I love. But that's cool, you guys. So Alaska Fashion Week is taking place June 27th through June 23rd at the Denina Center. Again, that's June 27th through the 30th. I think I said 23rd. The 27th through the 30th of June, so definitely check that out. Other than that, you guys, next week I will be joined with the illustrious Joan Collins as we discuss her recent title, The Power Trip. You have to check it out. We have a blog on it. I have her on my site. It's super cool. She's a great author. It's going to be bananas. other than that, I have a slew of other book authors you guys lined up for you, so don't trip. I know I haven't released all of it yet, but you just have to hang out because it's going to be great. And then also, don't forget, we do have our segment of Salute to Heroes, which allows us to give back to the veterans who have done so much for our country and our freedoms. We want to just give a salute to heroes. We have those segments coming up as well. Other than that, be sure to follow T'Angelo Live on Facebook as well as Twitter. Post comments. You just continue to stay connected. Melissa, we want to say thank you to you. You have been amazing co-host this evening. I want to say big
up. Thank you for you guys. It's been a blast.
Awesome. Well, until next time, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and get out here and catch my flick before it's too late. And go ahead and give your goodbyes, Melissa.
Goodbye, y'all. Have a good night.
And until next time, you guys, thank you for listening to The Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo, and be sure to experience life to the fullest. Just live. I'm gone.
It's your boy. Welcome to The Kicker Spot. It's your boy. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
T'Angelo.
Why did I have visuals?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How did I, who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
It's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself.
Go.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to The Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.